The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. In the studio with me right now is Stacey Oren and Chip Wood from Avalon HR. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
So I waved at everybody. I don't know if you could see me, but I did wave.
Yeah, we don't have a webcam on today, so.
That's all
right. Probably a good thing.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Doing good. Very well. Thank you.
Good.
Busy.
What's new at Avalon HR?
Oh, gosh. Well, we have a lot of things going on. I've been working with a new employee that we've brought on board to help us in our sales department a little bit, Steve Clopton, who is helping us in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacy's working well. We just got through open enrollment, so.
Sure, I'm not sure I'm still alive, if I'm being honest. We did open enrollment, and our sales team is hitting it pretty hard, and so they're bringing in lots of new clients, which means lots of work for me. So it's a good season. We are not only saving people some money as we're comparing their past payroll invoices and so forth, but we're getting a little additional revenue on our side as well. So it's a good season.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good.
Open enrollment, though, one of those areas where you can definitely go ahead and help a small business out.
Well, yes. I mean, that's one of Stacy's main things. Is the open enrollment period and making sure that everybody understands the programs that they are on and the health policies.
But the good thing, something that, people ask all the time, or they say, is it too late to get in on your benefits? No, because we hold a master policy on our health, dental, vision, supplemental products, life insurance. We hold the master policy. So when you come on board as a new client, you can joinder into those existing plans. Like, you don't have to wait for open enrollment to come around. Because we own the policy, we hold the masters, you can just join into that existing plan when you bring you and your team on board. So you don't have to wait on open enrollment. So there's never a bad time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The same with our 401k. You can bring your team aboard. You can joinder in with no cost, no fees to use the employer to the existing 401k plan that's already in place, and you can just kind of hit the ground running.
Absolutely. And I think last time you were on the show, you were talking about unveiling a brand new 24/7 access to mental health.
We're still doing that partnership. That implementation has gone a little bit slower than anticipated, but that's due to time constraints, my own constraints, but we do have some people on it. It is good. We've rolled out a plan. It's so inexpensive. For less than the price of a cup of coffee per month, for less than $5 a month, you can have access to 24/7 mental health access. It starts out kind of a digital conversation with a closed AI, so it's not anything that's going to tell you to harm yourself or do anything. It's not open AI. People think, oh, ChatGPT. No, this is not that. ChatGPT is an open AI source. It pulls from every single thing available, good, bad, pretty, ugly, otherwise. This is a closed AI, so it's never going to tell you that. And it also will recognize to the point, if you say certain things, it's going to go, hey, you know what, Chip, I think you need more help than I can provide. Let me get you in touch with a person. And it'll instantly connect you to a person to make sure that they can help you step out of that crisis zone. They can, get you resources in your area. So far, the feedback on our clients that are using it has been 100% positive. The highest utilization rates are between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
When your bosses aren't available, when your HR department isn't available, when you're just alone with your own thoughts and need to reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
So that's why we felt this was vital. Yes, we could have partnered with some local business that's open from 9 to 5, but if you're not local, if you're needing that between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m., that's not going to do you a lot of good.
No, this is a good resource for that.
So we went broad. We're also partnering with a local healing collective, I don't know what would be the right word, a wellness collective, there we go, to offer some partner deals with them where you can get discounts on massages. You can check out their classes. They have a lot of yoga, Pilates, bar, sound work, energy work. Just really, we want to take this year and just really focus on people taking care of themselves in what physical, mental, emotional, whatever form that takes, because life right now is stressful. Everything is stressful. I was on the phone on the way in with my aunt, and she's dealing with, you know, a sick family member back home. And she is absolutely stressed out because, you know, she's one person. There's only so much that she can do. And, you know, there's so many people in that same situation. There's, they have no one to reach out to talk to. So we want to do our best to make sure that all of our employees' needs are met across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Like wherever you need to be, we're going to try to provide you a resource to get you there. All at no charge to, you know, the employer, minimal charge, if any. Like I said, less than $5 a month for access to 24/7 mental health care. You're not going to find that anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
So we're really focusing on making these resources available, keeping our workforce as happy and healthy as possible, because that is such an important thing right now with every other disaster happening. That's really something that we want to
be intentional
about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're so much more than just a payroll company. You know, we just don't, I've had people express, well, you just write checks.
No.
Yeah. We don't just
write
checks.
There's a lot more to it.
There's a lot more to it, because keeping your employees happy is one of the things we try to do. Sometimes it's better on some days than others, but depending on the situation. But people need to understand there's a lot of mental anguish. There's a lot of mental instability out in the world today. So we want to help as much as we can.
Yeah, there's definitely a correlation between physical wellness, doing the yogas, in terms of your mental wellness and how that impacts that.
Absolutely.
And one big cost for a lot of employers, I think, is definitely the healthcare component, missed days of work and things like that. And so if you can get the employee to a better place, hopefully that helps them overall.
Yeah, mentally or physically. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, mentally, if they're in a better place, they're going to be better productivity, you know?
Yeah.
And so we like to see that, and we try to help.
Well, it translates directly to dollars saved for the employer. I mean, your mental health can make you just as sick as your physical health. Your mental health can impact your physical health, and that could lead to days off work, decreased productivity while you're at work. And, you know, there's so many factors that go into that. You know, just taking – sometimes you need to take a mental health day, you know, just to kind of regroup and do whatever brings you peace. Go out to the beach, you know, go walk through the woods, whatever that is. You know, come to Cat Country and – see their new cat. Come to our office and see our cat. You know, whatever it is, you can go. There's a cat cafe. You can go pet cats if that, you know, calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just taking care of all those components in the long run translates to increased productivity. You know, if your employees feel that they have some resources, they're a lot less likely to go looking for them somewhere else.
Absolutely.
And that gives you some buy-in and some tie-in with that employee saying, hey, you know, we understand. We recognize things aren't great, and we want to help. And here's what we can provide. And partnering with Avalon just gives you a broader platform to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It does, because we're another sounding board also.
Oh, absolutely.
Stacy and I both field calls on a regular basis. I won't say constantly, but on a regular basis, where people are just, you know, want to pick our brains on things and talk about certain items and
just, yeah, take a breath and see it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And we can often provide that for you.
Mm-hmm. Stacy Oren and Chip Wood from Avalon HR, our guest today, 437-1620. If you have any questions for him, we do have a question for you on the text line related to our conversation.
Sure.
Have health insurance annual cost increases started to moderate at all? I know.
No.
Probably a lot to that question.
Let me, from a sales standpoint, a little bit, yes, but it depends on the plans that you're looking at, because there's so many different plans out there that I have people come to me on a very constant basis that say, well, this is my health plan, but your health plan is more expensive. Well, yes, because your health plan doesn't do anything. I mean, you know, I mean, it has a $10,000 deductible that you must meet before they do anything.
Sure.
And mine is a zero deductible. So
Yeah, Mars is more expensive. It's just, where do you want to spend the money?
Where do you want to spend the money? It's not, you have to, I don't mind looking at different people's health plans, and I will compare ours to theirs, but let's make it apples for apples, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm not to dodge that question, but I'd like to know what their health plan looks like, and then I can compare it to what we offer, and then we can give you a fair analysis.
Well, sure. You know, on that, in a broader scope, you know, they're probably thinking about the changes that happened with ACA, and anybody who had private health insurance or group health insurance through their employer, you were paying a portion of your premium went to fund the ACA subsidies.
Correct.
Okay? These were not fully government funded. Everybody with private group commercial insurance was paying into that ACA fund, okay? And now that's been pulled back significantly. I don't think it had time to hit a lot of the plans this particular go-around with open enrollment, especially the 1-1s. We're a 4-1 open enrollment. We're a little bit off cycle. And I was asking about that when it came time for our renewal, and they were basically like, hey, we don't know yet how that's going to work. Like, the government makes all these big rules and says things, but there's little to no instruction on what to do with it or what it actually means, and it takes some time, I think, for that to settle. I think come next open enrollment, we should see the positive impacts from that on our health insurance rates, as well as other people should as well. I think it's just going to take some time. You know, a lot of the time, the claims are, you know, the health insurance rates directly correlates to the number of people on the plan and the claims paid out, okay? So if you've got a small group of 10 people and you have one catastrophic claim within those 10, there's going to be a huge impact for the other 9.
Mm.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have a master plan with several hundred people, so that 1-2 catastrophic claims won't have a significant of impact.
They're diluted into the overall picture.
Yeah, kind of works out. Another factor is age. If you've got a group where your primary demographic is 50 plus, that's a factor whether they're healthy or not. Doesn't matter. You're just over 50 and there's a chance things are going to go wrong. So we're going to go ahead and bank on that chance, and you've got higher rates.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that goes into it. We try to manage that as much as possible. I'm always telling people, use Teladoc, Amazon Health, ProHealth locally, Minute Clinics. Don't go to the emergency room because your leg hurts or because you sneezed for 2 days. That's not the place. That is a huge cost factor. Where you could go to a clinic for less than $100, emergency room visit is going to be $3,000 minimum.
Yeah, most people have abused the emergency room privilege, and that's why your copay, if you will, when you go to an emergency room is $400.
Oh, wow.
It's $300 to $400 because the majority of the people that you see in there, they use the emergency room as their primary care physician.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not what it was intended for. So they're making you pay for it. And they're making everybody else pay for it,
too. Yeah. So, you know, just make those decisions wisely. You know, I tell our clients and our employees, unless we're seeing body parts we shouldn't, unless we are unconscious and there are a copious amount of blood being spread on the floor, we can probably start at the urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
If the urgent care determines that it's something they can't handle and sends you to the ER, well, that's a different story. But we should probably start there, especially when it comes to things like work comp, which we will handle for you. If you have an injury, Chip and I take on that responsibility of guiding your employee through that process. You don't have to do that. But again, 9 times out of 10, our first starting point should not be the emergency room. It can be occupational health. And here's one of those things where I always laugh and say, this is where your employees are getting you. They're smarter than you are when it comes to this. They'll want to go to the emergency room, almost demand to go to the emergency room, because they are well aware already that the emergency room will not conduct a drug test.
Oh.
Where occupational health will.
Well, yep.
They know this, whether you as the employer do or not. Your employees do.
And, you know, we have a lot of people that'll call us and say, well, I've got a marijuana card, so
I'm good.
No,
mm-hmm.
You're not. I'm happy that you've got your car, and I'm happy that you can, you know, get some relief on that. But if you get injured on the job, the state of Florida and the federal government still look at that as it's not legal.
Yeah. So. I was going to say, how does that work when an employer does a drug screen and then at the same time somebody like that has a medical marijuana card? How do those two things work?
The card itself is not a prescription for anything, okay? Every drug screen goes to what they call a medical review officer, an MRO, right? So if you test positive for Valium, the MRO is going to call you and be like, hey, you tested positive for Valium. And you're like, hey, I have a prescription. And they'll be like, send me a picture of the bottle or tell me the pharmacy where I can call and verify it. So they call, Walgreens says, yep, they have a valid prescription for Valium. The MRO then reports back to me a negative result, okay, because you have a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
A medical marijuana card is not a prescription. That's the only way it got on the ballot in Florida. They had to change that verbiage from prescription to recommendation. So I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. You know, there's no other place. When you get your medical card, you are given a list of, you know, okay, you can take this route, this route, this route, and this route. And you basically get to go into the pharmacy. That was quotes for, you know, the non-TV viewing audience, for the pharmacy.
Which was the next Wendy's.
right. And pick what you want. Like, you get to go in. You get to pick the product, the strength, the frequency. You're not given a prescription for anything. You're given a list of product recommendations that may or may not help your situation. So based on that, when the MRO calls you and says, hey, you tested positive for marijuana, THC, short of having a prescription for Marinol, and there's one other one, a newer one that I can't remember the name of, they're not going to clear that because it is not a prescription in the eyes of the law. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with a medical card, if you're in possession of a small amount, not doing anything stupid, the police are just likely to tell you to continue to not be stupid and go on your way, right? But they will never, ever, short of, like I said, Marinol and one other drug, that an MRO will ever report that as a negative result. It will come back to me as a positive result. Medical card, whatever, it doesn't matter. Because you're not in possession of a legal prescription for anything.
Okay. Stacey Oren and Chip Wood from Avalon HR, once again, our guest, 437-1620. We do have another question for you on the text line. What do you recommend employers have for pot usage by office workers who have a Florida card?
Okay.
You kind of touched on this, I think.
Again, I think this is very industry dependent. If you are working in an office, you're not impaired while you're there, is something you know, because I've had this come up where employees say, I just use it at night before I go to bed, like it helps me sleep. Okay, I understand that. But what we can't have is you impaired in the office or impaired driving a company vehicle, impaired doing dangerous work. You know, we have clients that, work on gas lines. They drive heavy machinery, heavy equipment. It's very case dependent. If you are in a non-hazardous job situation, sometimes we can offer you a second chance agreement. And what that means is, hey, we understand that you screwed up, but the thing we get into with marijuana that's so hard is, if I test you right now and you're positive, that does not mean you're under the influence right this moment. You could have done something Saturday or Sunday of last weekend, but it's still going to show positive in your system. So it's very hard to determine. Our attorney takes a very hard stance on anybody who's driving a vehicle. If you test positive, you're going to lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
If you work with heavy machinery, if you work with dangerous substances, chemicals, children, anything like that, there's no second chance. But for an office worker, and you can say, yeah, I did it Saturday and Sunday, we're still going to be like, okay, hey, we'll give you a second chance. You have to then agree to X number of drug screens over a certain amount of time at your cost. I think you really have to look at your industry, what the impact of a positive test result could mean. I used to work for the school district a long time ago. And I did the orientations for new employees. And one of the things I used to always tell them when we did orientation was, as of this moment, the headline will no longer say, cantonment man arrested for possession of marijuana. As of this second, it's going to say, Escambia County School District employee arrested for possession of marijuana.
Mm.
It changes, it flips the script. And Chip can attest to that. He has a son that works in public service and, you know, worked for the city and whatnot. You have to view the potential liability, the potential damage to the business reputation, because everybody, each employee is a representation of that business, right? So you have to kind of flip the script and think, okay, worst case scenario, what is the media outcome of this going to be? And am I willing to deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, you just have to really consider your industry, the situation.
Think,
you know,
before you speak.
Yeah, just take a minute and think, okay, you know, is this something we can work with, or is this that hard line? Because whatever decision you make with that first person is going to be the decision you make for everybody else. And that's what I tell clients all the time. Say, hey, since this is your first time dealing with this, whatever you decide to do sets the precedent for moving forward, what you're going to do in the future.
Takes a whole new meaning of, hey, boss, I'm going to go take a smoke break.
Right. God, no, don't do it at work, for Pete's sakes. But, you know, there's just so many, the laws have not, the federal laws, the work comp laws have not caught up with.
They're still archaic in some dimensions.
They still are. They don't line up together. They're often contradictory. I was at a legal conference a while back, and that question was asked, are the work comp and employment laws ever going to catch up with the state marijuana laws? And she said yes, but nobody at this conference will be alive to see it.
Mm.
I mean, it would be to the point where you'd have to regulate it through almost getting it at Publix. You get a predetermined 30-day supply at a predetermined dosage, and there's so much, like every single product would have to be reclassified. Like, I came up to a situation that I've never had. Do you know they make THC inhalers? It looks like a regular inhaler, but it is a metered dose instead of albuterol. It's a metered dose of THC. Oh. So it's getting more creative in how it's packaged and how with something like that, there's no smell. There's no obvious indicator. You know, with edibles, with oral liquids, with inhalers, and these type things, there is getting much more creative in being able to disguise that. So it just muddies the water even further. But with Avalon, you have us to talk it through. We have an attorney on retainer, so you don't have to keep one on retainer. We have one for you. So we can, you know, take your individual situation and find the best solution for your business. It's not one size fits all, and we realize that. We'll never at Avalon tell you have to be open 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. We don't control your business like that. We just want to partner with you, take away those unfun tasks, the payroll, the taxes, the work comp, the human resource.
I've been saying for about 20 years, we do all the things that you really don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was going to say one of the biggest benefits is the partnership with Avalon HR is to help educate people.
Absolutely.
On pretty much everything.
And we do. We do a lot of seminars. We do a lot of public things that to help out. And speaking of that, Senior Chill Out is this Friday that I think you guys are working with,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing it also on Friday. Just want to pass that on to everybody.
Absolutely. It's the annual Pete Moore Automotive Team Senior Chill Out, and that's going to be at 5 area Lowe's stores from Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, 9 Mile, et cetera, Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze, and Highway 90 and Pace.
And Josh Newby's he's a good friend and a friend of the radio station, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
So come out and help out.
Yeah.
Monetary, if you can't afford a whole unit, you know, 10, 20 bucks pooled with lots of other people's, 10, 20 bucks can buy, you know, several fans and several units. So, you know, don't think any contribution is insignificant. It is not. And, you know, our sales guys will be out at the Fairfield location if you, you know, like to come by and say hello and meet them and help out a good cause while you're there. They would love to talk to you and meet you. And right quick, because I know we're out of time, if you're listening right now and sent me the bundt cakes to the office today with no note, I love you. Thank you. And if you have any questions, you know, call Avalon HR at 850-475-1555.
Yep. Ask for me. I ask for Stacy, Steve, Kurt. We're there to help you.
All right. Stacy Horn and Chip Wood from Avalon HR, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.